Free gift. Yeah, welcome to another episode of Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast. Yes, I was yelling, free gift. Did you get it? It's easy. You just go at FabienneRaphael.com. That's FabienneRaphael.com. And you'll get your free corporate exit blueprint. Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast, episode 295.
This is the place where successful entrepreneurs share their hustle to get where they are today. Discover how not taking no for an answer led them to achieve their goals. Learn about who inspired them and how they use marketing to crush it in their business. Get financial, spiritual, emotional, and physical tips that are working for them right now. This is the Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast. Here's Fabienne Raphael.
This week, my guest is Jacqueline Pertle, and she's the founder of FreakyHealer.com. Her passion for happiness shines through in all of her work as an accomplished energy healer, mindfulness happiness coach, and author of 365 Days of Happiness. She has helped hundreds of clients shift into a high-for-life frequency where they can reach happiness anywhere at any time. So her professional background is in health, wellness, holistic medicine, energy healing, law of attraction, and happiness. Yeah, and there's no surprise if I tell you that Jacqueline is very dynamic, always smiling, you'll feel it through the mic, and of course, happy. So listen to this interview, get filled with her energy, with our energy actually, because all this interview got me really pumped up while I was talking to her. And you also know that I'm a very dynamic person and also a very happy lady. So yeah, let's go into this happiness mode episode, and I'll see you at the back end. Jacqueline, I'm so excited to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Fabienne. I'm really excited too.
And I just want to mention here, because we are two people talking not our first language. So we agreed that I call her Jacqueline, which is the French pronunciation of her name, which I find beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So first off, Jacqueline, let me quote you, because this is exactly when I read your email and you reached out and told me about what you wanted to discuss in the podcast. And this is exactly what got me when you said, I would love to talk to you about how important it is for people to claim and choose their happiness, no matter their circumstances, so they can align with their high frequency of health, abundance, well-being, and the life they really want, because that is what being happy will do for anybody. I find that very powerful.
Yeah, it is. It is powerful. And it's my motto, the way I live, right? I base everything on this. And I taught this to my children. Well, it's less than teaching it to people. It's just helping them to become aware of it. Because I think most of us, they don't really know. Most of the people don't really know that it's actually even possible. And that stems really from, like, you know, old recordings, old beliefs, how we grew up. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just there is another way. You're not stuck. You're actually in charge. And if you want to choose it, it's possible. And it is powerful. And really, it is. And I've tested all the time, every single day with everything. And that's, you know, like my work I do, that's the book I wrote. It's all based on exactly that. It's in one sentence or two sentences. I don't remember, did I do one or two out of them? That's what it's all about to me. And
why do you feel then? Because you said that people think sometimes that they're stuck. So why do you feel that so many people think that they're stuck, that happiness is not for them, that life is so hard? All that stuff. Why do you think it's that way?
I think it's that way because most people, they look at happiness like something they have to do, right? Mm. It's like you have to clean your house. There are not that many people that are going to jump up and down and say, of course, I love it, right? Maybe the after effect when it's clean, but the getting yourself to clean is this, oh, right? And I feel that a lot of people have that with happiness too. And it's maybe how they grew up, right? I mean, when I grew up, happiness was not necessarily a given thing that you are allowed and you deserve and you can be happy either, right? It was more like, you know, you get up, you go do your thing and you go to work. And I mean, I grew up in a nice family. It's just happiness was not on the top priority list. And over the years, I just found for myself that actually when you make it top priority, everything just kind of goes well, right? Everything, even though it doesn't look like maybe it's going well from the outside, but inside of me, it's all going well. I don't know what you're talking about, you know, and it's just, I found that happiness is not something you do. And as long as you try to do it, you're always reaching for the next thing and you're always trying for the next possibility of what could make you happy. Happiness is something you already are. And when that clicks, it's so relaxing and energizing to actually claiming that happiness that you already are and then just being it and living it. So it's not something you do anymore. It's you are that happiness and it's always with you. So if you go left, well, happiness is not going right. It's with you because you are happiness. So it's like this super duper package deal, right? So, and that's really what I think why it is that it is. It's just something that's not really been made a priority. And but if you think about it, knowledge and lifestyles, it's always changing and new things are coming out. And to me, it's just something I learned over time. And how to deal with it and do it is not to try to do it, it's to be it, right?
So since someone has happiness within them, so they just have to claim it and it's there, even if there's a setback, even if there's a deception or sadness or something that happens, how does the person switch into saying, well, even if I just had that, I don't know, challenge, or even if I just had this argument with my best friend, or even if I just lost this huge amount of money into my last transaction, I'm still a happy person. So how does someone can do that? How does someone do the switch?
Right. I mean, the first step is to just acknowledge or to just realize that you are happiness. And even if you don't believe what I'm saying, just go with it. Just try it, you know. You are happiness. Every single cell of your body is happiness. You know, your pumping blood is happiness. Every breath you take, think about it. It's life. It's happiness right there, right? And then the next step would be to, you know, let go of any expectations you have, how happiness has to really show up or how you have to be or look or, I don't know, smell or think or hear or taste or whatever when you're happy. Just let go of it. And I call it to practice a pressure-free happiness. You know, let go of all the pressure. It is what it is. And you know what? It's like if anything happens, you have your breath that you can focus on. Every breath you take means you are another split second alive to experience this amazing life. And that right there is happiness. So, and when you let go of all the pressure and just say, happiness is whatever is. I'm crying right now because I'm sad. Well, that's great cleansing for my energetic being. I'm going to even cry even more. And that's great happiness, right? Or, you know, when you're angry, it's a very powerful, powerful energy that every one of us has. I get angry too. And it's a powerful energy. So without hurting anybody, of course, or lashing out, you know, we don't want that. That would not be happiness. But then to use that strong, you know, energy, I go clean my house or I go clean the car or do something that I'm not really so fond of doing. I just use that energy in me and feel it. And then I, you know, with a big push, go do it. And that is happiness too. And when I have a headache, for instance, I'm just going to use myself as an example because I have all these things too. And when I have a headache, you know, I, instead of making it want to go away or hating it or, you know, just not being okay with it, not being happy with it, I take a step back and I say, you know what? That can be happiness. I am just going to be practice pressure-free happiness and look at my headache as a great, great language of my body to say, hey, you're messing up, lady, you know, mm-hmm. you didn't sleep enough or you didn't drink enough, and then to use it that way. And then I chit chat with my headache, I make myself a tea and sit down and say, so, you know, what are you about? Thank you for being here. Now, what are you about? Let's have some fun together. Tell me what I am not doing, what I should do, and then use it that way. And you can turn, it's not even turning everything around towards happiness. It's just to shift your perception to know that everything is for a reason and to start, instead of thinking everything happens to me, it happens for me, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And another good tip I have, and I practice that for myself and all my clients, and it's so easy, but it's just so, it works. It's okay, so you have a headache. It's to say, all right, I accept my headache, you know, I respect my headache, I appreciate my headache for the message it has, you know, I thank my headache for showing up and stopping me for going further down, you know, spiral, mm-hmm. and then I love my headache because it's part of me. Mm. And you can say these words as a mantra to every single thing, the angry bus driver, the person that's mean to you, the money you lost, anything. And what you do with that is you can actually feel when you say these words, it's you let go of any resistance.
Mm. Yeah, and I love the way you say it, actually, because especially when you express that, the problem is that people have too many expectations. So if you don't have any expectation, then you are not necessarily disappointed, but you're welcoming everything you're experimenting as life and as something that shows a sign of something else. As yes. you give the great example for your headache there, well, it's just a sign that, hey, if you keep going that route, well, maybe it's going to be worse for you, right? So, yeah. I like that approach. And I think especially as entrepreneurs, there's so many online business owners and so many people experimenting stuff and having successes and others having failures, and just like the competition sometimes can make someone feel unhappy in that world. And just the way you express it without having that expectation, I think that, yeah, a lot of people listening right now might feel a bit relieved.
Absolutely. I mean, there's another way of saying it. It's like, you know, so think about you getting ready in the morning. You have no windows in your house. You're getting ready, right? So in your mind, you expect this sunny day, right? You're like, okay, I'm going to get dressed for a sunny day and everything and whatnot. And then you open the door and it's raining outside. You will never be able to appreciate that rain because your expectation, you're so locked into it. It's hard to, you know, think all the other way. But, you know, think about if you have windows or if you're paying attention what's out there and you're like, okay, and then you're getting ready and you already know that there may be rain, maybe sun, maybe whatever. There's no expectations, right? You step out. And you can, maybe you take your shoes off and run barefoot through the rain like a little kid and giggling, and then you go to work and you're going to have so much amazing, happy energy that carries you through your whole day. And that's the thing, is like the expectations really set you up for what you want in your mind, but your heart or the universal flow, you know, of life might actually want kind of different for you, you know?
I'll be the devil's advocate here because I'm the happy type, and once it happened in my life that it happened, thank God it just happened once, but I was just, I don't know why I was laughing and stuff. And then some lady told me, is like, why are you always laughing? Like, you're always laughing. Like, as if it was a problem, right? As if I was bothering her, because I was just so happy that day. And it was a problem for her. So how do you reply to these people that think like, okay, so what's up with the happiness thing? Like, there's no such thing as happiness. People are not realistic. Or so how do you reply to these people?
Oh, it happens to me all the time. They just say, it's just not real. Come on, Jacqueline. Or are you taking drugs or medicine or something? I said, oh, I'll take the best stuff. You know, it's called happiness. So, I basically, the way I see it is I'm in a certain mode, lifestyle, frequency, energy, however you want to call it, right? And that's who I am. And with the way that I am, just like everybody else, with the way they are, you will always have people that might not be in that same frequency like I am, right? Mm-hmm. So I have two choices. I can either stay in my frequency and just smile, or give them a compliment back, or say, I understand you, you know, mm-hmm. I see you, or have an amazing day, or you got beautiful eyes, or, and with that, I stay in my frequency, and I give that person also the right to stay the way they are, because maybe in their journey, the way they are right now and where they are right now, their happiness looks more like in a, well, you would maybe say in a sad way, but for them, that's the feel good part right now, because happiness is what feels good. So, and to leave them there, right? And I stay where I am. They are okay to stay where they are. And it gives them maybe a little bit of seed and say, oh, I want some of that too, right? That's usually my reaction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And of course, that's a good one. So when do people then know when is the right time to claim that happiness? Because, I don't know, like, I may be thinking about someone experimenting grief, let's say. And then some people, they bounce back a little bit faster, a few days or a few weeks. And some others, it takes years, decades for them to get past it and just go on, move on with their lives and become happy again. So when does someone know when is the right time to claim that happiness?
I would say when you don't feel good about whatever is happening anymore. So, like, let's say you're sad. Well, being sad sometimes feels amazing. So, and then you cry, but then there's that moment where suddenly you don't feel so good being sad anymore. And that's the moment where you know, wait a minute, I want to shift to something that makes me feel better. Or when you sometimes being angry and going running or exercising just feels really good. And then there's that moment when it just doesn't feel good anymore. Done being angry, being happy, angry, right? You're finished with that moment. And that's that moment to catch it and say, acknowledge it. Ooh, I don't feel so good right now. Well, what can I do? You can sit down, close your eyes. You can even ask yourself and say, I chit chat with my being all the time. What could I do for myself right now? What is it? And then do it, you know, be it focus on your breath, or sometimes I always have chocolate with me. Sometimes I just take a piece of chocolate and really indulge in it and feel the chocolate and talk and chit chat with the chocolate. How amazing the energy of a chocolate is, you know? I mean, come on, if I could be chocolate, I would want to be chocolate, right? So there is many, many different ways, but it's that spot where you just kind of switch over to not feeling good anymore, and that is when you know it's time to do something to honor yourself, right?
Do you feel, Jacqueline, that it has helped you having that attitude of being happy all the time, either with your business or with your marketing? Or have you seen more results since you're a happy person daily than before?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because the thing is this, we live in an energetic world. It's vibrating all the time, right? So it's this world, this ocean of energy we live in. We're all energy, right? We're not different. Mm-hmm. We're all the same. And then you vibrate in a, let's say, a happy frequency, okay? So you're in there. Well, in that frequency, when you're there, that's where all the success and the love and the happiness, whatever you want, whatever you ever dreamt of, whatever feels good to you, that's where it vibrates too. It's like a radio station, right? You don't go to a country radio station to want to listen to classical music, right? You're going to go to country, to the country station to listen to country. Well, I'm going to go to the happy frequency to meet and encounter and attract, manifest all the happy stuff, right? And so when I'm happy, my success for my business, which is feel good, right? It's like it sits all in that frequency. And when I have a downer day, for instance, you know, I'm all sad and I'm unhappily sad, not happily sad, right? As we spoke before, that doesn't feel really good. Well, in that frequency, that success is not really there, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so that's kind of how I work, and that's how it works, and that's why. Yeah, it definitely gives me more success in every aspect of my life.
Speaking to you is contagious. I'm sure that people listening that were not quite happy are actually becoming happier now because what you said and the way we should all approach what's happening, what we are experimenting right now, it all have to be with claiming the happiness that is within ourselves, like all of us. So I love that message. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me so much. I'm happy.
Yeah, we know that. And if people want to know more about you, Jacqueline, where should they go online?
I have a website. It's called freakyhealer.com. And you can find me there. My book is on Amazon. And all my social media is on the Freaky Healer. So you'll find me.
All right. Thank you so much for being here on the show today. It was really appreciated.
Thank you, Fabienne. You're superb. You make this easy. Thank you so much.
Do you feel happy now or happier than you were before listening to this episode? Well, if you do, that was the whole goal of it. And let's say that I wish that your happiness is something that you'll feel daily, right? Because you know you're not happy because of what happened to you or because of what someone told you or did for you. You're happy because you decide to be happy. Last week, I was at the Orange Hat Summit and I was happy to be there. Actually, I met a ton of great entrepreneurs there, and I was talking about how important it is to connect with people and develop relationships and nurture them because, bottom line, even if the online world is growing and growing, and even if the internet is so much taking place instead of those private contacts or those private interactions between people, well, live communication, live talk, live meetings are the best to connect with each other. So if you're looking to go to an event and you're wondering if it's worth it to go or stay home, well, just go, because this is where you will create relationships with other people. You can meet future colleagues for collaborations. You can meet clients there. You can meet mentors. You can meet people that will become your friends, right? Out of so many things that you might have in common with the entrepreneurs that are going to be there. So don't hesitate to do that. And actually, it was funny because after my presentation, I had this question about someone saying, well, why would he get in touch with these influencers and put so many effort into building a relationship when he could just take money, a few thousand dollars, call that same influencer and pay that influencer to get the amount of, let's say, the return on investment he's looking for? And I remember the answer that I gave him. I was like, well, of course you could pay a ton of money, but there's nothing that is going to replace a relationship that you're building with someone. Because when you do that, of course, the bond is deeper and the relationship is so much longer. So basically, the next time that you need help with your product, with your service, with whatever you want to put forward, that person will be so much more willing to do that work for you because they will have a relationship with you, and you would not have thought about your own sake instead of the other person that is helping you sake also. I hope you got that. Anyway, so that was my other message for today. And it suits well with this episode talking about happiness because, of course, the more people you meet that fit your values, that fit who you are, and that get excited with you, right, share your projects and share your energy, well, the more happy you are. Anyway, so out of these happy words, let me wish you a great week, and I'll see you next week for another episode of my podcast. Take care.